This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges industrialists and multinational companies to invest in Nepal. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire attending the 11th plenary session of the International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace. Nepali Congress gathers suggestions from experts for the country's economic reforms. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia will continue testing new missile fired at Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. The government has added members from the private sector to the High-Level Economic Reform Suggestion Commission formed under the chairmanship of former Secretary Rameswar Prasad Khanal. Chandra Prasad Dhakal, President of FNCCI, Rajesh Kumar Agrawal, Chairman of Confederation of Nepalese Industries, and Kamalesh Kumar Agrawal, Chairman of Nepal Chamber of Commerce from the private sector have been added as members of the commission. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung informed that the cabinet meeting added the members to the High-Level Economic Reform Suggestion Commission. The cabinet meeting also approved a grant assistance of 11.34 million Swiss francs, approximately 1.77 billion rupees for the implementation of the Safe Migration Program. It has also been decided that the Ministry of Finance will make the decision regarding the exemption of custom duty. The cabinet also approved the agenda of the second meeting of the Nepal-China Coordination Mechanism for Border Trade and Cooperation to be held in Kathmandu on November 28. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged industrialists and multinational companies to invest in Nepal as an investment-friendly environment is created within the country. Addressing an awareness assembly organized by the CPN UML Kathmandu Valley's three district committees yesterday at Darbar Mark, Prime Minister Oli and CPN UML chairperson urged the investors to invest with confidence as the government is on a mission to create a prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali by maintaining peace and security in the country. The Prime Minister also claimed that Nepal's economy is improving due to policies and plans adopted by the current UML Congress-led government. He also clarified that the coalition of the current government will remain until the next election. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli asserted that his upcoming official visit to China would be successful. He made it clear that his visit to China would not be only for the sake of visit, but would be focused in the interest of the country and the people. The Prime Minister is embarking on a China visit on the 2nd of December. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire called on President Ramchandra Paudil at his office in Sheetal Nivas yesterday. The Secretariat of the President said in the meeting that Speaker briefed the President about his visit to Cambodia. Speaker Ghimire is off to Cambodia in connection with attending the 11th plenary session of the International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace, IPTP, to be held in Cambodia's capital, Phnom Penh, from November 23rd to 26. Visiting Indian Chief of Army Staff Upendra Dwivedi paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli yesterday. During the meeting held at his official office in Singhadarbar, Prime Minister Oli expressed happiness over the traditional continuity of the exchange of conferring the title of Honorary General on the Indian Chief of Army Staff and Nepal between the two countries. Earlier on Thursday, President Ramchandra Paudil had conferred the insignia of Honorary General of Nepali Army on the Indian Army Chief Dwivedi. Personal Secretariat of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli shared that the Prime Minister held a virtual conversation with the world's top tech tycoon Elon Musk yesterday evening. Chief Executive of Tesla, Musk has been appointed Chief of Department of Government Efficiency by US President-elect Donald Trump. The Nepali Congress has collected inputs and recommendations on the measures for economic reforms by taking stock of the existing economic status of the country. Organizing a discussion in Kathmandu yesterday, the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party consulted with the former Finance Minister, former Ministers of State for Finance, former Vice Chairperson of the National Planning Commission and economic experts. Nepali Congress Chief Whip Sam Kumar Ghimire said the suggestions received would be approved by the next meeting of the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party and then it would be handed over to the government for implementation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भन्या अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudil has said that an investment-friendly environment has been created in the country. Speaking in a news conference held in Kathmandu yesterday, he mentioned that after Nepal got a BB score in the sovereign credit rating, Nepal has become a suitable environment for investment. He claimed that the rating indicates that Nepal's economic structure, public finance mobilization, and macroeconomic and financial conditions are investment-friendly and advanced. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhok has directed the authorities concerned to ensure that the local-level by-election scheduled for December 1st will take place in a cordial and impartial atmosphere without any fear. During his virtual meetings with the chief district officers from all 77 districts and the office bearers of the security committee, the Home Minister urged them to not take the by-election simply in the view of security aspect. The by-polls are taking place in 41 places in 33 districts. The Home Minister reminded, adding that the CDOs and the district police chiefs are responsible for avoiding the situation of re-voting, citing security reasons. The Adaptation Fund under the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change has nominated the National Trust for Nature Conservation, NTNC, as its new national implementing entity. In a pitch conference at the 29th conference of the parties, COP29 of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change held in Baku, Azerbaijan, it was stated that the recognition will ease to bring finance for climate adaptation programs in Nepal. As informed, 34 agencies such as the National Trust for Nature Conservation has been accredited as national implementing entity across the globe. Likewise, the Least Developed Countries, LDC's group of 45 countries, has again nominated Naresh Sharma as a member of the Adaptation Fund Board under the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change for the next term, 2025-26. Sharma has been re-elected as the board member in the COP29 underway in Baku, Azerbaijan. The fund has been extending financial assistance to implement adaptation actions in different countries through the multilateral, regional and national implementation mechanisms. Now, on to some international updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia will keep testing its new Oresnik hypersonic missile in combat and has stock ready for use, while Ukraine said it was already at work to develop air systems to counter the weapon. A day after Russia fired the new intermediate-range weapon into Ukraine for the first time, a step, Putin said, was prompted by Ukraine's use of US ballistic missiles and British cruise missiles to hit Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Kiev was working with its Western partners to work out systems to counter new risks. Putin described the use of Oresnik, or the hazel tree, as a successful test and said more would follow. Kiev has been regularly targeted by Russian missiles and drones since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine began in February 2022. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of westerly wind across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province. Light snowfall is also possible at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province. Furthermore, a weak low pressure system is also observed in the lower atmosphere around Uttar Pradesh, India. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 9.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 21.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli urges industrialists and multinational companies to invest in Nepal. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire, attending the 11th plenary session of the International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace, Nepali Congress gathers suggestions from experts for country's economic reforms. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia will continue testing new missile fired at Ukraine. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.